I'm looking at a picture of a woman who has what appears to be four earring-like studs gracing the left side of her tongue, silver balls stuck into its perimeter like toothpick-stabbed gumdrops might be stuck into cone-shaped styrofoam. I assume that there's a matching set of four studs searingly attached to the tongue's other side. I assume this because I'm looking at what the Guinness Book of World Records calls the world's most pierced woman. There are at least six more studs atop her tongue, six that look like mini barbells along her nose from bridge to tip, and we're just getting started. Imagine what it's like at airport security for Elaine Davidson of Scotland. The more than 6,000 individual piercings in her body must cause security wands to hold their musical notes without warbling. Davidson might think that she's a walking billboard promoting piercing, but this sort of in-your-face face likely won't persuade those piercingly proper sorts who make or decide the laws. It's not like those broadly allied with Davidson haven't tried. And despite the fact that one California court explicitly found no link between criminality and piercings, I'm just the messenger, courts have poked major holes in arguments brought by the pierced. Take the Florida high schooler who just last summer begged a federal appellate court to change her school's dress code. The code mandated, aside from a prohibition against dog collars, tongue rings, and chains that connect one part of the body to another, that pierced jewelry shall be limited to the ear. The 10th grader had pierced her tongue, nasal septum, lip, navel, and chest, and argued that the jewelry expressed her individuality, nonconformity, and wild side. That implicates the First Amendment. But the court found that such expression could be limited for the good of the school's goals of a studious atmosphere and good personal hygiene for its students. The student lost. Ditto with a worshiper in the Church of Body Modification, a church that gives holiness a whole new meaning. The worshiper boasted mostly eyebrow piercings, but she also had a day job at a Costco in Massachusetts, and a company handbook called for all employees to be neat, clean, and professional. The worker argued that any restriction on face jewelry was an unconstitutional restriction on her religion, but the court backed Costco's good grooming clause. Facial jewelry, the court wrote, detracted from company professionalism, and the Constitution was satisfied because the company had tried to accommodate the worker by suggesting the use of strategically placed bandages. So it's generally trouble from school to work for those with profuse piercings. Given all that, I predict that Elaine Davidson will hold the most pierced record for a good long time. But then again, those who don't even have their ears pierced probably shouldn't predict what the more piercingly plucky might do. I'm Amy Guida.